Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.
Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? It can be a struggle to find comfort in your body with night sweats, hot flashes, and so many other uncomfortable symptoms. Hormone Harmony is a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, created by Happy Mammoth. They are dedicated to making women's lives easier using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout women's lives. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold. Hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CHAT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CHAT for 15% off today.
This is the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast. The information shared in this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health professional. And now, here's Laura Reagan, LCSWC, with today's episode.
Hi, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 21 of the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Reagan, and today I'm going to talk about the secret to raising well-adjusted children. I think we can all agree that a central goal of parenthood is to raise children who are well-adjusted, meaning they can handle the ups and downs of life, function well in relationships as well as at school and work, and have satisfying inner lives. So how do we accomplish this? There are so many different ideas out there about how to be a quote-unquote good parent, so I'll add my voice to the discussion. I believe there are three simple rules which will help your children grow up to be well-adjusted, generally happy adults. Number one, learn about child brain development. Much of the frustration of parenting comes from our failure to understand the child's behavior. For example, many of us find it extremely upsetting when a 2-year-old says no over and over. They call those years the terrible twos. I know when I was a parent of a young toddler, I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to get my child to listen to me once he turned 2. I had no idea how to handle toddlerhood. However, there was one thing I did right. Knowing that I was clueless about babies and being a parent before I had my first child, I bought books and subscribed to magazines that taught me what I needed to know. This was before the internet was really a thing. I mean, it existed, but nobody I knew used it then. I really wanted to be a good parent, and I had absolutely no idea how, so I called in the experts and it made a difference. Learning about child brain development is useful for several reasons. First, it helps you know what to expect and how you can adapt as your child grows and changes. If you haven't noticed, children are constantly doing that. The more flexible we can be, the better we can work together with our children. There are tons of great resources for learning about child brain development. Now that we have the internet at our fingertips, literally, we can use websites like www.healthychildren.org, which is operated by the American Academy of Pediatrics, for trusted advice on everything from physical to emotional to social development into young adulthood. You may have heard that we now know the human brain continues developing throughout childhood, reaching full maturity somewhere between the age of 21 to 25. So when we expect 17-year-olds to exercise impulse control, plan ahead, consider consequences of their behavior, and think logically about their decisions, we're asking them to use parts of their brains which aren't fully developed yet. How can we learn about child brain development? Visit the website I mentioned from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Read a book about it. Dr. Dan Siegel is a brilliant child psychiatrist who has studied this for years and has written a number of books. A list of his books can be found by visiting his website, drdansiegel.com. Books that are highly recommended reading for parents are The Whole Brain Child, Brainstorm, The Power and Purpose of the Teenage Brain, No Drama Discipline, and Parenting from the Inside Out. So the second way to raise well-adjusted children is to be attuned to your own emotional experience. What does this mean? It means knowing how you feel inside, understanding your emotions as they are occurring. Maybe not understanding exactly why you're feeling what you're feeling, but at least being able to know something is going on. Throughout a given day, you'll have emotions coming up. Contentment, happiness, longing, sadness, grief, fear, anxiety, irritation, impatience, excitement, frustration, worry, foreboding, anticipation, and so many other emotions course through us all day and all night long. Being attuned to your own emotions.
Therapists, we've all had that moment. You wake up in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh, did I do my notes? Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore when you use Therapy Notes. Therapy Notes makes it easy to write your notes, get them done quickly, but thoroughly. My group practice has used Therapy Notes for 6 years, and everyone always finds it easy to use. But the best thing is, if you do need help, you can call their customer service number and a person answers the phone. And anytime I've ever had to use it, which is maybe 3 times in the past 6 years, my issue has been resolved easily with a cheerful demeanor in 15 minutes or less. So I highly recommend Therapy Notes. And don't forget, go to therapynotes.com and use promo code CHAT to get 2 free months.
Emotional experience means you feel these feelings as they're occurring. You notice them. With mindfulness, you may observe them without getting caught up in them. With a lack of present moment awareness, which is the opposite of mindfulness, you may not notice them until they bubble up and out, catching you by surprise. If you have a habit of shutting off your awareness of your emotions, something I learned to do when I was about 7 years old, you may feel a very limited range of emotions, such as only worry or sadness. Those were my go-to emotions for a long time. But that habit, which can be very helpful when you have overwhelming emotions you don't know how to deal with in childhood, can lead to a lot of numbing and avoiding when you reach adulthood. Examples of numbing and avoiding behaviors include getting sucked into the internet, gambling, compulsive shopping, comfort eating or depriving yourself of food, overworking, focusing on everyone else instead of yourself. You get the picture. So how can you get more attuned to your own emotional experience? Try this simple technique, which is free and can be done anytime, any place. Pause and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? What do I notice in my body? How do I feel? And see what happens. The key is to slow down and tune into your body. It will tell you what you need to know. If you're really good at blocking out emotions, it might take some practice before you really hear what it has to say. Another way to become attuned to your emotional experience is through mindfulness meditation. Try downloading my free mindfulness body scan guided meditation from my website. It's free on my website, www.laurareaganlcswc.com, under mindfulness. If a lack of understanding of your own emotional experience is getting in your way, find a therapist who can help you work on this. I'd love to help if you're in Maryland. The third tip for raising well-adjusted children is be attuned to your child's emotional experience. As you might guess, this is like being attuned to your own experience, but it's noticing what your child is feeling instead of yourself. Using your understanding of developmental explanations for your child's behavior, as I mentioned before, you can learn what the behavior is telling you about your child's emotional experience. For example, a 10-month-old baby who cries when you put him or her down is not spoiled, but rather seeking the comfort and safety of connection with you. It's developmentally normal for children to have separation anxiety at this age. Becoming angry or impatient with your child for fussing and crying when you leave ignores the child's emotional experience and doesn't help the situation. And if you're not attuned to your own emotional experience, you may become flooded with emotions when your child becomes fussy. Instead of reacting in a way which is congruent with your values related to parenting, you may lash out in some way, leaving you feeling ashamed and helpless. And your child may also feel ashamed and helpless. Attending to your child's emotional experience appropriately helps your child feel safe and secure in the world. That sense of safety and security, known as secure attachment, is important to growing up to be a well-adjusted adult. It's also covered in the book Parenting from the Inside Out by Dan Siegel and Mary Hartzell, which I mentioned earlier. Sometimes your own attachment or childhood experience of trauma gets in the way of developing a close connection with your child. So those are my three rules for raising well-adjusted children. Now you know the secret to raising well-adjusted children. May not be quite as simple as it sounds, but a therapist can help you figure out how to become more attuned to your own and your child's emotional experience if necessary. And there's plenty of information out there on the internet about child brain development and attachment for that matter. So until next time, this has been Laura Reagan with the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Baltimore Annapolis Psychotherapy Podcast with Laura Reagan, LCSWC. For more, visit Laura's website, www.laurareaganlcswc.com.
Try Therapy Notes, the number one rated electronic health record system available today. With live telephone support 7 days a week, it's clear why Therapy Notes is rated 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot and has a 5-star rating on Google. Therapy Notes makes billing, scheduling, note-taking, and telehealth incredibly easy. And now, for all you prescribers out there, Therapy Notes is proudly introducing ePrescribe. Try it today with no strings attached and see why everyone is switching to Therapy Notes, now featuring ePrescribe. You can get 2 months free by using promo code CHAT at therapynotes.com. Trauma Therapist Network is a website to learn about trauma and how it shows up in our lives and to find a trauma therapist. Go to traumatherapistnetwork.com to find a trauma therapist near you today.